$833.
488.
480.
2 million.
480.
Okay, I'm sorry. 2 million, 480.
833.
833.
39. If you take the amount that they have left because it's clear, the money from that should come down to the 5 million.
4 million, 24 million, 330.
480, 833, 39.
24 million.
480.
It's 24 million, 480. 24 million, 480.
833,
439. Much better. Now, 3.9 of that is that flood buyout. Mm-hmm.
I just gave you was a total appropriate. What I did is I took the revenues plus the fund balance. That's the total amount of monies that you could appropriate. And I took away the total that you had budgeted, the $19,352,35, and it left you with a fund balance to begin 2014 of $5,175,641.
So we're 900,000 short of where we'd like to be on that figure.
That was
mine. But you know what I spent for 1990.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, yeah, you're right.
Well, what if we get budgeted to spend?
19,005,935.
Some of that contingency fund and move it to next year's.
So we got one. What
we've lowered it considerably since we've been.
Well, it's more than the 690, though.
Well, that's the emergency fund. But on the contingency,
it's 1.2.
We give figures 1.2 is 1 point.
So we're at 1.355.
Yeah.
That is 1.2.
I don't want to be that far off. I can't believe we're that far off. I was over the weekend, that's 4.4.
So what you're saying, Rob, you want to shoot for that $6 million.
What's the new revenues? New revenues.
I don't know that you gave me new revenues. Maybe that's what we need to look at. Because I didn't think you did.
Our revenues, right up here. First thing we
did. Yeah, but I don't think it's supposed to be easy.
The only thing we changed potentially is the $200,000 it went to.
And I don't think that changed. It's not changed, so that makes it.
Well, where we go?
$600,000.
We got a fund balance to start. I have 10. It's 10, 118, 427, 38.
No, the fund balance to start with now is 970, the bottom line at
the bottom. So it's less than what we're messing with.
9,000,000, 8,000,000, 7,56,13,93. That may be right. Probably is. I've got one that's down here.
Better be.
Well, I've got the right number for sure now. So I've been trying to audit these and make sure they're all on balance so that we can say with confidence that we haven't got something.
$200,000 more than that. Because he doesn't have it that way. That's the way I understand it. Didn't have that $200,000 revenue that we added to that on.
Well, yeah, but that's anticipated new revenues. This is the 9.7 is what he's saying we're carrying over into...
To that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
From material from 2012 to 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the other, if we raise that to 2.7 or 6.7, and you're subtracting out the 165.
Yeah, he's out of there.
You should have.
Idea.
Tickled to death to hear that.
What, total revenues?
Eventually.
$14,920.
It's a lot of revenues.
Mm-hmm. Remember, 30.9 of that is the fund buyout.
Well, then that's not really revenues. Filled my balloon and popped it all in the same thing. Recorder fees, but okay, 50,000.
$15,030,280.
I get $15,037,280. That's close.
You got $7,000 difference. Change one, raise one of $30,000. Or $7,000. Raise one of $7,000, maybe. Just start at the bottom and go back up.
Bottom up, $15,000, $500,000, $70,000, $5,000, $20,000, $10,000, $15,000, $100,000, $500,000, $23,000, $15,000, $45,000, $50,000, $650,000. That means the...
Actually, if we notify them 60 days, we don't have to send anything.
That might be a reason to be able to order it, but...
Might sure want to consolidate if they want to get any